If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, you have your place. In verse 31, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee," that makes all the difference, "that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And he said unto him, "Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death." And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a little bit on this thought, a miscalculation. A miscalculation. Now, the word miscalculation means an erroneous calculation. Or in other words, it's a calculation with error. Now, I know there's a lot of folks here, a lot of folks have businesses, a lot of folks have finances at home that you have to take care of, and you want to be careful that you don't have any erroneous calculations, because it can mess you up, amen? It can mess up your checkbook, it can mess up your finances, and it can mess up your life, amen? Wouldn't everybody agree that this morning? An error in your calculations can play havoc on your life. Amen. I want to say today, praise God, a miscalculation in our spiritual life can play havoc on our life. You know, the most important part of our life is our spiritual aspect of our life. Say amen right there. Amen. The most important aspect of our life is the spiritual aspect of our life. You say, "Well, Pastor Jeff, what is that?" That's our ability and our willingness to follow and love the Lord Jesus Christ. To love Him, follow Him in spirit and truth, and allow the Lord to guide us in the path that He'd have us to go. Anything else, anything other than that is a miscalculation. It's an error of calculation in our lives. But we see this, and when we look at it today, we see Peter, and the Lord is talking to him, and He calls him back twice. He said, "Simon, Simon, have the Lord ever spoke to you twice, just try to get your attention?" Now, most of you is probably not like me. He could probably speak to you and you'll say, "Oh yeah, here I am, Lord." But sometimes he has to say "Jeff" several times before I heed the Lord. Amen? You kind of like me. You kind of hard-headed. Amen. But the Lord still speaks to you because He loves you. He wants to hear you. He wants you to get the word that He's got for you so you can be encouraged and helped in the Lord. And that's where we get our help from. The world ain't got much for us. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's got everything that we need. And he satisfied that on the cross of Calvary, where He died for the sins of the world, your sins and mine, and come out victorious so we can come out too, shouting the praises of God for all the good things that He's offered to us and what He has to give us today. But we see in this miscalculation, the Lord spoke to Peter and He said, "Behold, Satan hath desired to have you, they may sift you as wheat." Now we see in Peter here, we see an overconfidence. Amen? An overconfidence. A self-assuredance, if you will. A boastfulness, but it wasn't in the Lord, it was in himself. If any man boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Amen? That's what I say. I say give God all the glory and praise and honor and don't give it to me. I'm afraid I'd be like old Grippa, praise God. I'll start receiving the praise of God and worms, skin worms eat me up. Amen? Praise God. I don't want the praise and the glory of God. It belongs to God. I want God to get it. I want to give God praise for everything He's ever done for me and what He's doing. I thank Him for the help that He's given to my family. I thank for what He's doing in my home. I thank what He's doing in my life, praise God. I thank Him for what He's, I give Him praise for what He's doing in the communities in which we live, amen. In the church, praise God, where we attend. Everything that He does for us, I just give God the praise today.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't none of it do me. That we can do nothing, praise God, in ourselves. Everything that we do, you say, somebody said, "Well, preacher, you're just a vessel." Well, praise God, that's what I am. But praise God, I'm glad God fills the vessel. Amen. I give Him the glory for the filling of the Spirit. Praise God, I feel down in my soul. Amen. So a miscalculation here was in the spiritual strength that Peter had. If we ain't careful, we'll miscalculate our spiritual strength. Amen. Peter thought he had the ability to handle whatsoever comes his way. Hey, there was a song like that back in the 60s or something. Amen. They was a singing that they could handle whatever come their way. And they were doing it in a secular way. I want to say, praise God, there ain't none of us can handle what comes our way. We don't have the strength, the ability. We don't have the stamina, amen, to stand in the wiles against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Hey, listen, other than that, I pray God, we can't even stand against the wiles of this flesh. The flesh will eat us up. The flesh destroys. The flesh will take us in ways that God never intended for us to go. But praise the Lord, ain't you glad He gives you the help that you need? Amen. The Lord is there to guide us and lead us. Praise God. But Jesus told Peter here, He said, Peter, Simon, He said, hey, the devil's made a request. Amen. He's made a request. He's demanded permission to sift you. You imagine the devil come along and say, Lord, such and such down there at Stony Fort Baptist Church, I'd like to just have hold them for a while. I'd like to sift them just a little bit. He said, I want desire to sift him as wheat. Amen. Praise God. I wanted to put him in the presses and see what he was made of. Wanted to put him under the pressure. Hey, I won't say, praise God, that's what the devil would like to do to all of them. Ain't you glad he's not omnipresent?
Amen.
Amen. The devil ain't everywhere all the time. If he was, we'd be in a mess. But I'm glad, praise God, he's not, but God is.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ, He's there with us all the time, everywhere we go and everything we do, praise God, to help us. Amen. He said he wanted to sift you as wheat. Amen. That self-confidence, that boasting, amen. He wants to see how to stand up against the test. I want to say self-confidence won't get you very far. Amen. We put our confidence in Lord Jesus Christ. And now we know that Peter loved the Lord Jesus. We know, you remember that great confession that he made over in Matthew 16? Let me just read that to you. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. In verse, let me just start at 13. Matthew 16 and 13. He said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, now this was the outer spot of the Galilean district, right to the edges, amen, of where his reign, where he was prophesying and he was teaching and preaching the gospel. Went right to the edge of the Gentile world. And when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, by whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. He said, that's who you are. He said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. So he made that great statement that thou art the Christ. Amen. He knew who he was, a great confession that he had. Amen. But in his overcomes, if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll get to thinking that we can hang out and be Jesus. Hello? Amen. We'll think that we can be Jesus, praise God. We're not Jesus. But we're those that's following after Him, praise God, according to His perfect will, and we receive of His power and His might, His strength, praise God, that brings us up and lifts us out of our mess and the iniquity and the sin, praise God, that so easily besets us, puts our feet upon a solid foundation of grace and mercy and faith, and gives us that what we need, praise God, go just a little further every day, realizing, praise God, we can do nothing without Him. And we don't even need to try. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We say, well, preacher, I got confidence in myself. Yeah, we praise God. Peter did too. You see where it got him. I believe there was nobody that loved Jesus like Peter did. I believe he loved him with all his heart. I believe you love Jesus. Most of us love Jesus with all our heart. I hope you do. Amen. But we're still no match for the devil. Amen. We need strength and we need encouragement, praise God. But Peter was miscalculated the confidence that he had, his over-assurance that he had in himself. I don't have no confidence in myself. Amen. That's why I don't put myself in places where I compromise myself. Amen. The strength of self might let me down. That's why I don't go where I shouldn't go. I don't do what I shouldn't do. I don't put myself in places, praise God, that might compromise my integrity because I know what this flesh is capable of.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you're trying to say that you can't contain yourself? Hey, praise God, I can't contain nothing. Amen. Only help I have, the only strength I have is in the Lord Jesus Christ to help me.
Amen.
Amen. But I got enough common sense, Brother Bill, not to put myself somewhere where I don't need to be.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't going to do it. Because God Almighty gave me enough sense to realize, praise God, that He's there for me to show me the right way, and I can stay away from the wrong way. Amen. Praise God. So he miscalculated. He was overconfident. Amen. He miscalculated his own spiritual strength. Have you ever miscalculated your own spiritual strength? You thought you were spiritual enough to handle anything, and you realized one day, praise God, that you wasn't. Hey, we've all been there, right?
Amen.
Oh, me. We've all realized that we're just not spiritually as strong as we thought we were. Amen. But you know what we do? We take those and we take those lessons and we learn from them, praise God. And with the help of the Lord, we get stronger in our faith, stronger in our spirituality. Amen. So we can serve the Lord just a little better. Amen. So he miscalculated in his spiritual strength. But not only did he miscalculate his spiritual strength, he miscalculated in the Lord's warning. The Lord told him, he said the devil's desired, he's demanded permission to sift you. Like wheat. Amen. But he said his miscalculation was his own spiritual condition. Now there's a spiritual strength, and our spiritual strength brings us to our spiritual condition. There's a conditioning process that God works on in every one of us. Amen. A spiritual condition. A conditioning to get rid of. It's like going to the gym. I ain't going to even ask you how many go to the gym. How many of you work out? How many exercise? How many walk? Amen. I'm not even going to ask you that. But our spiritual condition, amen, it's what puts us in condition to be able to stand, praise God, when we need to. To do the things, praise God, that bring honor and glory to God when we need to bring honor and glory to God. When is that? It's right now and every day.
Yeah.
Every step, every minute, praise God, we need to be seeking to bring glory and honor to our blessed Lord and Savior. Why? Because He loved us enough to come to us and save us from our sin. He died on the cross of Calvary. He shed His blood. He took the cat of nine tails, that whipping that belonged to me and you. Jesus took us for it so that we could go free. And because we can just accept what He did for us and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old wretch like me. Thank you for becoming my sin. Taking my sin upon you, praise God, so I could be set free, so I could just rejoice in the grace of faith, just knowing you, praise God. And He's conditioning our soul, getting us in a condition, praise God, that we need to be in for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. He forgot, though, if we ain't careful in our condition process, Peter forgot the deceptiveness of the human heart. We forget it. That our heart is deceptive. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You say, well, preacher, I think I know my own heart. Well, the devil's already got you confused. He's already got you deceived. We don't know our own heart. We don't know today. You don't know what your heart is capable of. Amen. You let somebody do you wrong. Your old heart, praise God, it can fly ugly in a hurry. Amen. And only through the grace of God, that condition and power that He has, can He keep us from doing those things. He said that we can be angry and sin not. Ain't that what He said? Ain't that Bible? I'm still in the book. He said we can be angry but sin not. I'm mad at the devil. I hate what the devils are doing in the world. I hate what he's doing for our children and our grandchildren, our loved ones. He's trying to drag them down into the pit and destroy them. I hate the devil for that, praise God. But you know what I'm going to do about it? Just pray and lift up the name of Jesus, praise God. Point them to the cross of Calvary. Tell them how much Jesus loves them. Tell them how much we love them, praise God, that they might be saved. Amen. They miscalculated the power of the devil. He miscalculated his own spiritual conditioning. Amen. The heart is deceptive. We've come to a time and a place where wrong is right and right is wrong. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Does anybody pay attention? We've come to the place where wrong is right and right is wrong. Amen. That's where we're at. Everything's okay. There's nothing wrong anymore. But God said that was a stench in His nostrils. Amen. Look at Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. He says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Exclamation point. Amen. God said, I want you to pay attention to this. He says, woe. He pronounced a woe to people that would call wrong good and call good wrong. He goes on in verse 21, says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Another exclamation point. He said, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. See, people think they're strong enough to take it. Maybe somebody here today said, preacher, I can drink a little bit and it's all right. I can handle it. The devil's done got you deceived. Amen. The devil's a liar and the father of it. Praise God. And if you think you can handle just a little bit of alcohol, amen, he's already got you deceived. He's got you right where he wants you. I don't know how many people I've talked to that said they thought they could handle it. They thought they could take just a little drink, just a little smoke, just a little this, little that. Praise God, but they're full-blown alcoholics. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't think it's wrong with taking a little drink. Well, it's your little social drunk. Amen.
Amen.
You say, you believe that? I believe it on my heart. Amen. I believe we ought to abstain from it. But the Bible says, woe to a man put strong drink to his neighbor's lips. He said, well, preacher, I don't offer it to my neighbor. Praise God, if you got there before him, he sees it. Amen. Amen. We need to leave it alone. We need to stay away from it because it messes up your mind when you get to where you can't think. Praise God, you can't live right. Amen.
Amen,
praise God. It messes your mind up. You can't live right when you can't think right. That's what's wrong with America. That's what's wrong with our young people today. They've got caught up on drugs and alcohol and sex and pornography, and they're not thinking right. They can't live right.
Amen.
So, preacher, I don't like preaching like this, praise God. I know that's what's wrong with the world. Nobody likes it. But it ain't me. It's saying it's God. You have to take it up with Him. My Heavenly Father, praise God, laid this. I didn't even plan on using this scripture this morning, but God said, you need to preach this. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, verse 23 says, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Amen. So they reach out. They're not only wicked within themselves. They want to do away with righteousness. They want to take away your righteousness, my righteousness, and the world's righteousness, our country's righteousness. Do you see stuff happening around us today? When they start voting to take away God. To get rid of God, to get rid of Lord Jesus Christ, not to mention that name. Amen. Without that name, we have nothing. Without the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, listen, we have nothing. But praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, we have everything.
Amen.
Glory to His name, praise God. But He said, our heart don't know what it needs. Our heart is evil beyond measure, praise God. It's deceptive. Our heart is wicked, it's evil and deceptive. Our heart, human heart is cold and indifferent. But praise God, I'm glad when God takes out that old heart and He puts in a new heart.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? We get a new heart. I can preach this all day long, boy, and you'll just say, well, glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Smiles all over the house. Praise God. You know what we like to do? We like to shovel it. Preach it, preacher. That bunch back there needs it. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I wonder if poor old Charles and Kevin back there is getting overflowed. Amen. They get loaded up, praise God. Because I can just see it on your faces, glory to God. You're a shoveler back. Amen. That God ain't a talking to me this morning. I want to say God's a talking to every one of us because He loves us, praise God. And if we ain't in it, praise God, we know somebody is and we can be partaker and helping him get out. Amen. Lifting up the precious blood-stained banner, praise God. But we've miscalculated our own spirituality and thinking, you know, we're all that and we don't need nothing else. And if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll not only let ourselves down, but everybody around us. Amen. I preach Wednesday night, and listen, I've got more people here this morning. Amen. I preach Wednesday night, praise God. We need to be lifting up the name of Jesus. I said last week, I talked to two different fellas that told me that they believed in God and God created and this and that and other, but they didn't know if Jesus Christ was important. Huh? That's us, church. That comes back on me and you. If these people around this community don't know if Jesus Christ is important or not, it falls back on you and I. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Just wonder today if we're lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. That great mighty Savior. That praise God that's able to save us from our sins. But Peter has miscalculated in his spiritual strength. He's miscalculated his spiritual conditioning. But he's miscalculated in the devil's power. Amen. I think today we've miscalculated. We've erred in the devil's power. Amen. He didn't realize that the devil would come to attack. That would come to him. That would hell itself would come upon him. Hell itself would bombard him. Hell itself would come at him. I want to say, listen, folks, if you ain't looked around lately, hell is attacking us on all sides. And we miscalculated, praise God, we miscalculated the power of the devil and the wickedness of this world, and we've let our guard down, and we've opened the doors, and we've allowed it to come in. We've got to be more careful than ever before, praise God, because the power of the enemy is everywhere. Amen. You listen to me very carefully. It's not just up to Pastor Jeff to keep the devil out of this church. Hello? It's not up just Pastor Jeff, praise God. I try to roadblock everywhere I can. But it ain't up to Pastor Jeff, praise God, to do it by myself. It's up to every one of us to be praying in one mind and one accord so that the power of God, Brother Kevin, will keep falling and it'll keep falling. And when the power of God falls, it'll push out the wickedness and the desires of the wickedness, the desires of the devil to come and deceive and tear down and destroy and tear up our home, praise God. But God Almighty has power, amen, that we've never harnessed. Amen. That's why he said in the last days, Paul said, fail not to assemble yourself together as the custom is, even so the more as the day approaches. He said, the devil's wanting to come in. Like the Lord said, Simon, Simon, the devil hath desired to sift you as wheat. Amen. But he's going to sift you as wheat. He's going to throw you up. He said, that self-confidence, it ain't going to stand. That self-confidence, that chaff in our lives, that old stuff that goes with the wind. Amen. When they get the willow and that shaft, they'd take them big old willowing rakes and they'd go in that wheat and they would get under it and they'd throw it up. And that wind would catch it and it'd take those hulls, those shafts, that chaff, it would blow it away. Amen. The chaff of our lives is of no substance. But it's the what we know, praise God, what we've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ that makes a difference. Amen. It gives us that stability in our lives. Even when the devil attacks, praise God. Amen. We need somebody to help us. We know the Lord's there. Amen. We see it. It's a whole lot more than just human determination. We can be determined in the very fiber of our being, praise God, to stand strong. We can be determined, amen, that we're going to stand and we're going to build upon the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. But it takes more than human determination. It takes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes a persistence in prayer. It takes a faith, praise God, based upon the power that He has to help us to go in the right direction, or the devil will snatch us up. And just like wheat, praise God, He'll blow us everywhere. Amen. He'll scatter us around. He'll scatter us even in our thinking. Amen. We know, listen, we know today, praise church, listen, we know that we need to stand strong in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize, He says, I have all power in heaven and earth, that the only power we have against the devil, the enemy, and the flesh, praise God, in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And we need to be telling it everywhere we go because we believe it. Amen. Not because Pastor Jeff sat up here and preached and harped on it every Sunday. Amen. You go out and tell it, praise God, because you believe it, that there's no other force this side of eternity, praise God, that's as great as the Lord Jesus Christ and the power that He has in our lives. He's the one that makes the difference. He's the one that changes. He's the one that answers prayers. He's the one that touches the babies when they're sick. He's the one that gives us direction. He's the one that touches us financially when it don't seem like the means is there. Praise God, He comes through. Again. Amen. Praise the Lord. He comes through again. So we see it's more than just human determination. Amen. We're not able to cope with the devil. No matter how determined we are to do right. Amen. The devil is more powerful. His flesh is more persuasive. Amen. But praise God, that man that lives inside us, That new man, praise God, that's got liberty, and not in ourself, not in the flesh, not in this world, praise God. And I thank God for the liberty we have in the United States of America. I still believe it's the greatest nation in the world, praise God. It's still the strongest. It's still the bestest. It's still the greatest, praise God, the place for humanity anywhere in this world. I believe that with all my heart. But I still believe, praise God, without the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. But I believe the power that He has, He gives us the strength, praise God, amen, to overcome the devil. We can't cope with the devil. But Jesus can. He's already wore him out. In the time of temptation in the wilderness, Jesus was out there and he was 140 days. Amen. And the devil come to him, tempted him 3 times. Offered him even to the kingdom here on earth, praise God, without the sacrifice. But praise God, Lord Jesus Christ said, I come to fulfill the will of the Father. Amen. He said, I come to do that and bring glory to the throne of grace. He said, I come to save humanity. Amen. Praise God. He's offered a throne. Offered a kingdom, praise God. The devil didn't realize it already belonged to him. Amen. He was just he's just a prince of the power of this present world. But there's another day a coming. Amen. But Peter underestimated the power of hell, the power of Satan, the power of the devil. Amen. He underestimated his human determination. He was determined to follow the Lord all the way to the end of it. He said, Lord, I'll not only go to prison with you. He said, I'll die with you. I believe he was sincere. I believe he was sincere when he spoke to the Lord. Amen. Because he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, wherever you go, I'm going. But we miscalculate the strength of the devil. We miscalculate, erroneously calculate the power of our flesh. We need to be calculating how strong God is. Amen. We see him, he overestimated his strength. And he underestimated his weakness. Amen. Sometimes we overestimate our strength. And we underestimate our weakness. Amen. We need to be strong. You know what happens? You know what comes in there? You know what gets in the way most of the time that causes that? What was that? Pride. Pride gets in the way and we overestimate how strong we are. I'm a strong Christian. And we underestimate the power of the flesh. Amen. The deceitfulness of the flesh. And the devil comes in. Pride comes in. And it begins to tear us apart. Pick us to pieces. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said, if you're going to boast, boast in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. We miscalculate our spirituality when we do. We think that we can get away from the traps of the devil. But I want to say, praise God, that trap, he'll lay for you. He'll hide it. You'll not see it till you step in it. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to show us the traps. Amen. We need the power of a holy God. We can't boast in ourselves. We need the Lord to help us. Amen. If you look at Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. Bible tells us about boasting. Our boasting needs to be in the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24. He said, but let him that glorieth. Glory. Now he's talking about boasting. He said, if you're going to brag on something, who do we brag on? Now I learned a long time ago not to brag on your kids. They'll let you down. I learned a long time ago, years ago, not to brag on that good coon dog you have. Amen? Because about the time you tell somebody, say, old Dan, he'll never chase a possum. Amen, old Dan, a tree, you'll hear, up on a tree, and you go up there and find up a big old spotlight, guess what's sitting in a tree? A possum. Amen? He said, I don't brag on Dan. I don't brag on my children. Praise God. If you're going to brag, he said, hey, if you're going to glory, hey, he said, glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. You can glory in the Lord. He said, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, God, that I am the Lord. Now watch this. I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, what do you need? Praise God. He said, I need just a little bit of loving kindness. I need just a little bit of good, godly judgment. I need just a boatload of good old-fashioned righteousness. Praise God. in this earth where I live, praise God. He said, I'm going to have those and I'm just going to delight and give God the glory. Amen. I'm not going to trust in myself and my ability to do anything. I'm going to trust in what He's already accomplished. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will punish all them which are circumcised and uncircumcised. Egypt and Judah and Edom and all the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. He said, you know what? He said, there's no separation. There's no separation of them unto me. And he said, because of that, I'm going to have to punish them. I'm going to have to deal with them. Praise God. But he said, I have that love. He said, I have the judgment. I have the right righteousness. Amen. And to pour out, to give to earth, to give to us right now, to give to this planet on which we live. Praise God. He said, if you'll just seek the Lord. Amen. If we'll trust in what He's able to do, in His ability, and not ours. The ability we have to love the Lord Jesus Christ, to come before the Lord, boasting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. No flesh is able to come, praise God, any other way but by faith. Amen. Come and connect God through faith, boasting, believing in what He's able to do. Even right now, today, in the hour in which we live, God's arm's not short that He can't reach down. Amen. His ear's not if that He won't hear. But said He inclines to us. He's listening to us. He wants to hear from you and I this morning. He wants to help us up. But He said, we can't be miscalculating. He said, we can't have erroneous mathematics. He said, because if you do, He said, if you got a bad math in your house will fail. Before you know it, you'll be bankrupt. Before you know it, the banks will be calling that you got bounced checks. He said, we got to have a balance. Amen. So in order to have a balance, He said, we've got to calculate right. We've got to see where we're at. And we got to see what we need, praise God. And we got to put up for the future. Amen. We got to store up for the future. You say, how do I do it? In the Lord Jesus Christ. By lifting up the name of Jesus. By praising God. By drawing closer to Him than we've ever been. Amen. By asking God Almighty to help us today. To begin to do a work in us and for us, praise God, like He's never done before. Realizing that we can do nothing within ourselves, but praise God in Him. That He's all power. That He has the ability to do for us that we can't do for ourselves. To lift us up, praise God, when we're weak. To carry us when we can't walk. Amen. To show us the way when we get out of the way. To lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. To point us in the direction that He would have us to go. Amen. Because He's a holy and a righteous God. But we can't be deceived. Amen. We can't have erroneous mathematics. We've got to have the true mathematics. That's the one that adds to it. He said, if we seek first King God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. Amen. What do you need today? What do you need? What do your family need? What do your children need? What do your loved ones need? What does your spouses need? I tell you what we need. We need the Lord like never before. Amen. Everybody's running to and fro looking, trying to find something to make them happy and give them good, give them joy. I want to say that true joy is in the Lord. And we can come today and we can find it for us, for our communities, for our neighbors, for our churches, for our nation, for our nation's leaders. We need to pray. We need to lift them up to the Lord. Amen. That God Almighty would have preeminence again. Amen. We don't need no miscalculation. We don't need erroneous mathematics. We need the real deal. And who is the real deal? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and His resurrection, praise God. And He got up victorious for you and me. Amen. That through Him, but you know what Paul said? He said, we need to pray. And he said, we need to pray without ceasing. He said, it's time to get a hold of God and pray like we've never prayed before. Amen. Every one of us have loved ones. Every one of us have lost people. Amen. I've got lost loved ones. I've got people that's out of the will of God. Amen. I've got children that need to rededicate and get back where they need to be for God. Amen. The salvation of the soul. Whatever's needed. Amen. We need it today. We need to get our nation back where we can serve God again. We can look God again. You know, today they asked for a day of prayer today to pray for our president. to pray for our leaders, amen, that God Almighty would illuminate their hearts, open their eyes that they might see exactly what God's wanting to do. I believe God's wanting to do a great big something or other with the United States of America. I believe with all my heart. I believe we're a great nation that can do great things, but we need great leaders. And the only way to have them is through in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe this morning we ought to come, we ought to pray for our loved ones, pray for our children, pray for the lost, pray for ourselves. You know, if we could take Jesus' example in John chapter 17, the first thing he did, he prayed for himself. Then he prayed for those that were closest to him. And then he prayed for me and you that would come down the road in the days ahead. Church, if we could come this morning, fall around an old-fashioned altar and ask God just to touch us, forgive us, and help us. If He could touch our families, our homes, and our lives, and then begin to touch those in our communities, our live and in our lives and in our nation, I ain't no telling what God. If you come this morning with a sincere heart and say, Lord, here I am, with a sincere heart, looking to You, the author and finisher of our faith. You're the only one. I can't do nothing within myself, but God, I know what You're able to do. And come with faith this morning and say, Lord Jesus, I come to see Your power move again. Amen.